This is a HeadGum Podcast.
If I were you, if I were you,
if I were you,
if
this is what I'd do,
if
listen
I were
to
you,
these
if I were you, they'll tell you what to do, but they don't really have a clue. If I were you, if I were you, in a sticky sitch, looking for a fix, email these dicks and they'll probably make fun of you. If I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you, they're not qualified in any way, but they will tell you what to do. If I were you.
Yeah.
Great song.
That's perfect.
Did you favorites. Love it?
I loved it so much.
All right. Positive right off the bat. Eden.
Yes.
How do you pronounce your last name?
However your heart desires.
Share.
Yes, that is correct.
I love
No,
my
let
heart.
Me try. Let me try.
Wait.
Sure.
That's also...
also correct.
Also correct.
Yes.
Not as correct, but still correct in your heart.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Did you really mean it when you said you've never done a podcast before?
I meant it 100%.
Wow. Holy shit.
I know.
What an honor.
I know.
This is happening.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I know for you. Totally.
You guys are so fortunate right now.
For us. For me, this sucks.
That guy's name was Jacob Legrand. He had your name.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Legrand.
Jake wrote that. He actually wrote it from scratch. It was
if. Oh, yeah. And then it was so popular that the Beach Boys ended up covering it.
Yeah.
And they changed the words.
They went back in time and re-recorded it.
So cool.
I feel like the most important part of that is that Jake is a time traveler.
Yeah.
Lost over that.
Right. He's a good musician. But also, yeah, he invented the time machine.
So, Eden, how would people know who the heck you are? Like, why are you here? And what would they know you from?
Man, well, I would say most people don't. They might know me from, I do a show on ABC.
It's a big one.
Television, yeah. It's a big television network.
Yeah.
And yes,
yeah.
And show, it's definitely. I love it. It's called The Middle. And it's on ABC Wednesday nights, 8 p.m., 7 central.
Well, your teeth are sparkling right now.
It's weird because all those details were wrong. It's on Fox at 2 p.m. every other Sunday.
It's football.
There's more.
Okay.
Nobody knows me from these other things, but these are things I'm doing.
These are the things that you're really excited about.
And I shouldn't even say that. I'm super excited about The Middle. I've just been doing it for so many years.
How many years?
We're in our 7th year.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Many years.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Super cool.
So what's
the new exciting stuff?
Because
that's also, old and exciting.
Exactly. It's like make new friends, but keep the old one and the other's gold.
So what's the gold? I don't know which one is good.
Which one is better? One is the other.
Yeah.
Gold's definitely worth more, but silver kind of like
wait, make
goes
new
but silver's
friends.
Like prettier and like shinier and like will just try.
That's true.
Like,
yeah. When they said one is silver and the other's gold, are they saying that one of them is better than the other? Or are they saying both of them are equally precious?
Silver and gold are both very equally precious. And I think people like, well, you know.
But why would they choose the Olympic medals that are specifically first and second place?
Well,
one is first and the other second.
Interesting. We're never going to let her see the other things that she's doing.
I just want to get to the bottom of this medal controversy. One is bronze and the other one's fine.
Fine.
One's wood.
If there were one is better than the other, which one does the song, do you think, insinuates is better? The new, right? Make new friends,
no,
but keep the old.
No, probably gold, because gold is worth more, but it's
also
like,
old and gold.
Is that a thing?
Well, that just has to run.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just going to leave it.
I want to figure
executive
it out.
Executive decision as the host. It's done. What are the other things?
I also do a cartoon for Disney Channel. It's called Star versus the Forces of Evil. I love it so much.
Are you Star? Or are you
I'm
Force
Star.
Of Evil? Oh, thank goodness.
No, I know. I would have to. You just kick me right out.
Who's evil?
Actually, Alan Tudyk plays this little mini thing. I feel like it's like alien princess, like super cool, and this little like evil thing is
he plays the robot in iRobot. He's the one that yells, "I did not murder him."
Oh really? That's like the one impression
is
you can
real?
Do
yeah.
He's the one impression.
Will you tell Alan that I'd love to
we'll do the impression.
I did not murder him.
That's good. He also does Anthony Kiedis. Do Anthony Kiedis. And you do Kermit the Frog?
Oh, yeah. It's Kermit.
So do Kermit the Frog singing Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Under the bridge downtown. Now right, do the guy from iRobot.
On the Disney Channel.
I'm on the Disney Channel. Yes. I have a website that I have not updated in a while, but I'm very still passionate about the idea. It's called The Emotionary.
That's a book that's coming out,
yes,
right?
It is next year.
The Emotionary.
Yes. It's the-emotionary.com.
Oh.
Eventually, the updated website very soon will be coming out to
nice.
Match.
Can I make a quick recommendation?
Please.
Buy the URL without the hyphen.
I feel like I tried. Maybe I didn't.
Because I just went to that one and it's unavailable.
What is it?
Nothing. It's nothing. That's what I'm saying. You should buy it and just have it redirect. Forward it.
Why?
And you should do it before this episode comes out, because I'm giving a lot of mean people the idea of stealing it from you.
I know. And then I'm going to... Oh, my God. Did you hear that someone bought Google for $12 also?
What?
Huh?
Yeah, it was like a thing. So irrelevant. So doesn't matter. I should buy this URL. Maybe. Hopefully, like, someone will buy it.
And you're saying Google, before Google was around, some guy sold it to Google for $12?
No, there was like a loophole like recently, and someone bought it for $12, and then like immediately Google like contacted them, and they were like, this is a mistake. But the guy who bought it contacted them, and it's like, this is a huge problem.
By the way, you guys, the domain expired. Like, how did you guys let that slip through your cracks? Yeah. I'll sell it back to you for $12.
Yeah.
Can you go as high as 14? I feel like a real asshole, but I bought Google.
I actually might just turn it into a personal blog.
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to do it unless you can give me like $16. So what are we doing here right now? It's an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. It's actually the only advice podcast on the whole internet that Jake and I host. And sometimes it's just us two, and sometimes we have a guest.
Sometimes you're privileged.
Yeah.
Honored. You know, Eden grew up where I grew up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We both grew up in the valley. Well, I didn't grow up in Israel. Have you ever been to Israel?
I haven't. I was supposed to go on Birthright and I got denied.
What?
They don't deny anyone.
Your name is Eden.
My name, yes. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what happened.
You didn't get into Birthright?
It's not a thing that, technically. Yes. They are like encouraging people. That's but I don't know what happened. They were like, we can't take you on this trip at this time. Eventually, I was like, all right, well,
you spent 6 months in an Al-Qaeda training camp, right?
Oh, I just didn't think it would matter. I just did, like, I'm not in it now.
Right, dude.
Like, what?
You're currently out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be reading real emails from real people. I'm going to ask you to give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity.
Of course. I think that's sweet.
So this first one is from a dude named
Alfonso.
That's really good.
Ethnic. I like that.
Hi guys, Alfonso here. My girlfriend is a bit of a nympho and she likes to have sex multiple times a day. I would say she's a total smoke show, but I would be lying.
Mm.
Anyway, to the point, I tend to get dehydrated.
Mean aside.
To get to the point, I tend to get dehydrated throughout the course of the day and during said sexual activities. I try to drink a lot of water and Gatorade, but hydration breaks are a no-go for her. So I have been thinking about wearing a Camelback backpack during sex. My friends completely disapprove, but I think it would be a convenient and only add to the sex. So I was wondering what your thoughts were. Thanks, Alfonso.
Okay.
What
initial reactions?
I'm a fan.
Whoa.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, communication is key. So just gotta
You can't show up with the Camelback on.
I think it would be really disconcerting. Mm-hmm. However, although,
but.
I don't know, it could be. Yeah. However, although, but yet still, it could be like, it. Like if, how long had you been dating his girlfriend? I can't remember. A year?
Did they say?
Just long enough to call her ugly in this evening.
I know. Yeah.
Let's pretend like that didn't happen.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, right off the bat, I'm like a little less on his side.
Yeah.
But, yeah, still.
A Camelback during sex.
I think as long as, if she's into it, if he knows her, that's what I was asking, like, if he knows her well enough to, like, if it's like a funny, like, yo, babe,
I'm
thirsty.
I can see it working one time as a funny thing, but if you're, like, continually trying to do it. How dehydrated is he getting?
How long are these seshes? 45 hours straight?
Yeah, 9 days in the Sahara.
Yeah, do they have to do it in the heat? Well, I don't understand.
Wait, that is actually a really good point, because I can understand, whatever. But if he's, consciously throughout the day drinking water and Gatorade, and he's still, fatigued.
For whatever reason, there's something, a little okay about him pausing during sex to have water, but so gross if he pauses to have Gatorade.
Yeah.
Hot Gatorade.
Oh, 1 second. Oh, lemon lime.
Lukewarm Gatorade.
From a 2 gallon can.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's like the bottle is sweating on the inside.
Oh, God.
Ew. You know, the kind you used to pee-pee in.
Yeah.
Maybe he's confused.
Enough, dude. We have a guest, and I don't urinate in Gatorade bottles.
Anymore.
Anymore than somebody else who does.
Yeah, unless it's an emergency, and I'm driving, and I have to. Okay.
And there are no Swell bottles around.
Yeah, dude.
Shout out to Swell.
Yeah. We all three of us just, well, I guess not independently, you guys not, but independently of you, I have my own Swell bottle, and I think that's funny.
Free plug, Swell, what up?
They've earned it. We love them. So backpack, you're saying yay, go for it?
I mean, I would also, why doesn't he just, I don't understand. She's like, he's like brought up, like, I need a water break, and she's been like, no.
Yeah.
Like, what
you can't stop fucking me.
Yeah.
Or a no-go for her. God, imagine that. Getting a fat rejection for a water break.
I think, definitely that ruins the mood to be like, hold on, I need to go get water.
Yeah.
Unless you...
A lot's happening during sex that like needs to stay moist. And it's not your mouth.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ba, ba, ba,
yes.
Ba, ba,
yes.
Ba, ba,
yes.
Ba, ba.
Yes. Yes. 45 minutes.
All of our mouths are dry.
I'd say anything to change things up would be fun. If this girl's actually having sex multiple times a day for weeks, months, years on end.
Oh, yeah. It adds to it. Having a camelback adds to it. It does not add to it. Let's just like... call a spade a spot, you know?
Nice.
Anything, I am a firm, anything can add to it if you want it to. If it's like, if you wear, if you like, I mean, she might
it
be like, what the fuck
for
is
him,
that?
But like, what's, it's not going to add to it for her.
I don't know, like, it could be funny. If he like wears it with confidence and then is like, all right, babe, like, I got to stay in it for you and I don't want to take a break. So like, we got to like, keep it going. I can't stop.
There's something
stop
like so unsexy about it. Like, oh, you're so dehydrated that you can't even fuck without like needing to prepare like you're going into the wilderness.
Maybe. Or it's like,
he has
going
iodine
into
pills.
The wilderness.
Yeah. He's wearing a bandana. Cargo shorts and a Cliff Bar.
Tevas.
He has goo.
You know, we often talk about how guys like sex more than girls.
That's not true.
But yeah.
I agree.
There's that next level of like, once you're in a relationship, we often get questions about like, my girlfriend like wants to have sex so much more than I do.
Oh yeah. I feel like the trajectory is like sort of,
it's an inverse bell curve. So it's like girls like it the least and then also the most.
I think the thing about girls liking it the least, one is a really antiquated like stereotype. Cause it's like,
yeah, you misogynist.
You chauvinist pig.
Let me mansplain something to you, honey.
but also, or whatever, because like girls have been slut shaming, all that stuff. But also, I think girls are hit on all the time. So the like, just like girls get the reputation of like not liking sex as much because they just don't want to have sex with as many people. Like they don't just want to have sex with you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like about the, like,
oh,
once
girls
the
hate sex. No, they hate you.
Yeah. Once
you,
the, once
you
the
don't,
trust
they
is established.
Yeah.
I think it comes down, it's like an evolutionary thing. Like girls can have multiple orgasms. And right. Guys, if guys could have multiple orgasms, it's like Streeter's joke where he's like, then the first guy would just die holding his dick. Like there would not be humanity because he would just jerk off 24/7, starve to death, and die.
I thought that was Streeter's thing where he like thought that there should be vaginas on your hand.
that's a different idea he had.
But I think if both of those things were true, there would actually be, it would. Like there would just be a planet
right.
of females.
God, how does it work if you're a female? You can have an orgasm and then just seconds later be down again?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah, it's dope. Girls have it real good.
Y'all don't need a break at all. But then it leads to this situation where like girlfriends are, you know, being called a nympho, likes to have sex multiple times because she can orgasm. What's the most times you've orgasmed in a day, Jake?
In a day?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a minute, but like I had maybe, I like came 7 or 8 times in a day.
Because you had sex 7 times.
Oh, if we're just talking sex. the most times I had sex in a day is maybe like 6.
That's so much. Like, and then like by the end.
Well, I've had sex like 4 times in a sitting.
But then it's like pain, but like by the 4th, 5th, 6th, it's just a painful thing. But for the lady, it's not.
Well, like.
Is it literally physically painful?
Like my peen can only handle so much. Once it's like spitting like it well, you're needs also, a break.
You're wearing condoms, right?
Yeah, I'm wearing a condom right now.
Right. Like, if you're having condomless sex, it doesn't hurt, but it's hard to maintain an erection.
True. But even without a condom, you can't have sex more than, let's say, seven times a day.
I could have sex that many times, I wouldn't be able to.
But
an
orgasm, right?
Yeah.
But a girl, is there a theoretical maximum? Not that you may or may not know, but is it possible to just have 100 orgasms in a day? Or is there also a little bit of a diminishing?
I think there's a little. I mean, I don't know. I can only speak to personal experience.
Of course.
There's like a, I think there's a little bit of diminishing. Also, it's not like. I don't know. I guess everyone's different, but like you can't. There still has to be some time in between.
Oh, there does.
It's a diminishing. It's
and
like
that's
a,
the time
like the
that
time
you could use
between.
For a water break. This guy came. I feel like before Camelback is a last ditch effort. Sorry, just to bring it back to the question.
Right.
Camelback's a last ditch effort. If he like just try one time to like hydrate yourself throughout the day, I think he can. Do
I think
it.
He's looking a bit more of a like a freaky like new thing to try.
It's
yeah,
not
I think he wants. Yes, no, I think he wants. That's what it is. I think he wants an excuse to try this.
It's like remember that Seinfeld where Costanza's trying to eat a sandwich and watch TV during sex to achieve the holy trifecta because he's like the best three things are sex, eating, and watching TV. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, if I can get all three of them, and he got greedy. He like started eating a sandwich while having sex, and the girl realized it. He tried to hide it from her.
I tried one time. I tried to, and this also goes back to like girls being whatever crazier or like wanting more sex than guys.
Yeah.
When does this actually it doesn't matter where the journey
sometime in December. Here. Not exactly
okay.
Sure.
I'm the queen of TMI, I don't care.
Okay.
Specifically for my boyfriend.
Because I'm planning on breaking up with him on December 13th.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If this could come out after that.
No, one time we were watching a They Might Be Giants documentary and I don't know if you like them or know them or whatever.
Yeah.
But he is obsessed with them, and I really like them, and the documentary was great. And then it was over. Like, it was like, oh, like, Dana, like, watch a movie. And then just, like, what happens in life when you're, like, an adult in a relationship after you watch a movie? You go to bed, and if you go to bed, you're probably going to have sex. And so, the movie ends, and I'm like, hey, I'm here. Like, like, Rochelle or whatever. And he's like, like, which special feature do you want to watch?
Oh, shit. Shut down for special features.
Yes. Super rejected.
That hurts.
Yeah. Wait, what was the point of that?
It's also beautiful because he's completely honest and open with you.
Yes.
Like, he didn't want him to hide that feeling. Like, he thought it, and then he didn't feel, like, obligated to lie to you and say, like, and be thinking about special features while he's having sex with you.
Right, exactly.
So, and if you think about it, it's actually a term of endearment that he said that.
It is also
doesn't it feel like I'm
angry.
Her boyfriend right now? If you think about it, actually, he was really honest, wasn't he?
Well,
sounds like you've been in that situation before.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess he didn't lie.
I disagree with what Blumenfeld is saying.
Well, how long were you in the relationship? That's another thing. Was it new and exciting, or was it like, is this like a 7-year thing?
No, it was probably like 6-7 months.
Oh, yeah, he should have fucked.
He should have, like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, special features. Maybe he's just tired. It is tough to tell people sometimes that you're tired, which is why I almost never, ever do it.
You just tough through it.
You just lie.
I just have sex.
Right.
Yeah. It's almost like going to the gym. It's just, I mean, it's way, way better. But
in this way, it's like
the idea is this, like the effort, like thinking about it. You're like, oh, I don't really feel like, you know, thrusting and humping and like getting sweaty. But then as soon as my dick gets hard, I'm like, oh, actually, I do.
Well, it's like...
So if I just, like, suspend my reality for a minute...
A little bit, it's like being hungover. When you're, like, hungover, you're like, I can't imagine drinking. And right. Then, like, when you feel a little bit better and then start drinking again, you're like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's right. Sex is fine.
We should go on to the next question so we can answer multiple ones. But I just have one solution that is the solution for this guy. Spice up your sex life by having sex in the shower... Doggy style, she's turned around, you are facing the stream as often as you want. The water might be a little hot, but you can sip till your heart's content. He will be fully hydrated, and she will be fully satisfied because they are having sex.
Get a waterbed.
Inclusive response, the answer.
Pierce it with a straw.
Get a waterbed, pierce it like a fucking Capri Sun, and
oh
just
God.
Fill it up with Powerade.
A Camelback bed.
Yeah.
That is such a good idea.
A camel bed.
A camel bed.
Fuck podcasting, dude. Yes! We're going to be rich. We got to get back on Twinnovation.
This was my idea. You guys just stole it. All right. Next question. This one is written by another dude.
Okay.
Named?
Kale.
Kale Carlson.
Hey, it's me, Kale Carlson. As you probably might know, Star Wars Episode 7 is coming out in December. My dad, who saw the original movies as a kid, passed them down to me, and I have revered them as perfect gems ever since. A few months ago, I decided to share them with my girlfriend of 2 years, and after watching all three, we decided to go see the new one on opening night. A few weeks later, my dad casually asked if he and I were going to see it together, and I couldn't say no to the guy who got me into this whole Star Wars thing to begin with. Originally, I had planned on taking my girlfriend on opening night and maybe catching it again with my dad next weekend. But I've realized there's a problem. Saying I've loved this movie for years and I'd like to show it to you is not at all as saying I saw this movie last week with someone more important, so I guess your turn now. Should I go back on my promise to my girlfriend or ruin a man's chance to relive his childhood Star Wars premiere memories? Thank you so much. Love, Kale Carlson.
Kale.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just taking it. I am actually seeing with my boyfriend on opening night Star Wars. But it's like a sort of a solution, and maybe he doesn't want to do this. I'm seeing it with his whole family.
Oh.
Yeah, you make a big family thing.
Yeah. And his sister and her boyfriend.
He played Darth Maul in Phantom Menace, though. So, like, you guys have an in, right?
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Cool.
Have you seen all six of the Star Wars?
No. I have not seen the second trilogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I haven't.
Did you see the original three in anticipation of Episode 7?
No, I should rewatch them. I also, one of my greatest sources of shame, I didn't see Star Wars until like a year and a half or 2 years ago.
I just saw the first one like last week because somebody was like, what the hell? You haven't seen Star Wars? I'm like, no, I haven't. Maybe it's a thing. It's an 818 thing.
Maybe.
What if nobody in the Valley ever saw any Star Wars movie?
Holy shit.
Did you have any siblings?
Get the mayor on
older
the
siblings? Yes, younger siblings?
I had an older brother and a younger brother.
Did they see Star Wars?
Yeah. Somehow. Yeah. My little brother, where the hell how did he see him?
Yeah.
Loved him. Like, he according to his, like, his upbringing, he grew up with them.
And did you ever, like, know that, or that was a news flash?
What year did they come out?
77, 81, 83 or something.
That's weird. I don't know how.
You were not even born yet.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, anyone, they're like legendary. Most people, we should just call we should go to the Yellow Pages, find a Yellow Pages.
That's how old we are. We know that about Yellow Pages. Yeah. We should know Star Wars. So
call every 818 number.
What? That's technically the White Pages.
Find up White Pages.
Did you like them when you saw them?
Yeah. It was weird in that, like, I knew everything about them already.
Yeah.
And there were you have to watch it in the context of, like, oh, this was the, like, because you watch it and you're like, like,
yeah, obviously, it's gonna, I know, like, this stuff.
Graphics are bad. The acting is really slow.
Yeah, but it is in post. Yeah.
It's not as good as Gravity. I actually like Jurassic World more.
Yeah.
I think it was because I wasn't born in America.
You were born in Israel?
That was my excuse.
That's a great illegitimate excuse. Yeah,
like, it's a fake excuse. You moved here when you were two.
Yeah. Like, also, people in Israel have seen Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's pretty global.
All right, Star Wars aside, who should he see this movie with?
I think he should totally see it with his dad, and I think he's been dating his girlfriend for 2 years. I think
she'll understand.
Yeah, the thing he said about, like, I'll see it with you, like, I guess I'll see it with you. Like, yeah.
Also, the mark of you're in a good relationship, like, he doesn't even have to make a decision. He could tell his girlfriend this conundrum.
Yeah.
Say, I'm, like, worried. It seems like my dad wants to see it. I want to see it with you. I don't really know what to do. And if she's, like, a good partner, she will say, of course, see it with your dad.
Yeah.
I don't care about seeing it on opening night.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's important to you two. We can see it whenever.
But what if she's like,
she waited,
fuck,
like,
that noise.
She waited
ass.
30 years to see the original ones. Like, she can wait
your
more.
Your dad's an old piece of shit. He doesn't have to see the movie with you, baby.
I then immediately break up.
Yeah, I think that turns into, like, a different question.
And then
for
sure.
Could your dad blow you like this? And then what if she blows
she chips
him?
Her tooth on his penis.
Ow! Yes, he could. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he could probably. I mean, he's never tried. What? Why are we?
Nobody
could
blow me better than my dad.
This is crazy.
He taught me how to throw a baseball.
This is a great tangent.
What's the most popular movie you've never seen?
I haven't seen The Godfather.
That's pretty good. That's a good one too.
Neither have I.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
that would have been my answer too.
Oh my God.
I got a good one.
Okay.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God.
You just walk out.
I know.
But I feel like I know the plot of Wizard of Oz just like, from like
The Wizard
Simpsons.
Of Oz isn't necessarily one that like still holds up like, oh, it's one of the best movies of all time.
Right.
Like you're supposed to have seen it when you were little, but nobody is like, it's not a revered.
Yeah.
It's a classic, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. It's not revered. What do you mean?
It is revered, but like, it's not like held to the same.
Walk out again.
Walk back in.
Now, yeah. I mean, like, people still say like, The Godfather is one of the best movies of all time. It's like influenced cinema in this incredible way. You should see it.
Right.
Nobody's necessarily saying that about The Wizard of Oz. While I don't.
You might be wrong. There is a chance that you're just completely wrong. But sure. I don't know either.
You're not talking to the right people, maybe.
Yeah.
I guess in my world, it's never come up that The Wizard of Oz is a staple of modern cinema.
Right.
So I can't be wrong
about
that.
Because it came out in 1939.
Sure. No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. It came out in the 30s.
It really? Came out the same year that World War II started?
Actually, let me check. Because it might even be older than that. There's a lot of movie nerds that are just yelling at us right now, and we can't hear them at all.
Yeah. Also, I think you're like the verbiage of what you said was
holy
wrong.
Shit, I nailed it. 1939.
Wow.
Good work.
So maybe I do know. It is a staple of modern cinema.
Yeah, I would say it is a staple of modern cinema. You're so right in that.
Yeah, why not? Whatever.
I disagree.
It doesn't matter. Nothing actually matters. So we all think... Actually, whoa, it has a 4% Rotten Tomato.
Ooh,
people hate it. No.
Oh, was that to be
they
so...
actually prefer Snowpiercer.
Shit, critically panned. Jesus, it was not as good as Memento. Yeah. Good as Godfather. Definitely not a staple of modern cinema. Jake nailed it. This is insane.
I wrote that review.
Yeah. How did it get to be the top like option on Google?
Yeah, how are you a certified critic? Jesus.
I am a Siskel and Ebert.
Of yourself.
Siskel meets Ebert meets Hurwitz.
I think we all agree of team dad over team girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Daddy. Yeah, yeah. I think totally. Again, communication. Just talk to her. She'll get it. Or do my BF thing and do it all in one. Get it all. Knock all the birds with.
Girlfriend is below family. Fiance is half family and wife is the closest family.
Whoa.
So let's. Okay.
Like it jumps over the line.
That's why I love my future wife the most. I just don't know who she is yet.
Fair.
So once I do find her, I'll take her to see Star Wars with me. We're going to take a little break and then come back with more questions and more Eden and more Jake, I guess, too.
Gracias.
Yeah.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that. I did. Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back.
Nice.
We spent 2 days during that break getting to know Eden, and now we're ready to have the second half.
We all hate each other now.
We're all mad at each other. You grew up where I grew up, right?
Yeah.
So how do you think that...
I want to talk about fucking California. I want to talk about Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about New Haven?
Where I'm from. New Haven, pistol waving, New Haven.
Have you ever been to Connecticut?
I used to go to Connecticut all the time. Whoa. I dated a guy who went to Wesleyan.
Really? I grew up 20 minutes from Wesleyan.
I know. I always got off at the New Haven stop.
Yeah, you did. Union Station. Love it, dude.
Was his name Wesley?
Yes.
It was Ann.
There's got to be someone named Wesley who goes to Wesleyan, right?
That is a great, solid point.
Load up Facebook, baby.
No, Wizard of Oz was a staple of modern cinema. Amazing.
That's not what I was saying. It's not that I wasn't saying it's not a staple of modern cinema.
Yes, you did say that. You said it's not a staple of modern cinema.
Nope.
You did actually say that sentence.
I said not solidified in my mind as a staple of modern cinema. I don't know what it is to cinematographers.
Cinematographers are the name, what you call people that like movies.
Yeah, they're the only people that are allowed. Yeah.
If you're not a cinematographer, you don't like cinema.
If you're not a cinemaphile, I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to misspeak on the podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Am I on trial? Does everything I say get played back to me? Or do you just like to call me on little shit so you can feel good about yourself?
Yeah, we can play it back actually. Yeah, let me. No, we actually already talked about your show and your website, The Emotionary. But what is The Emotionary?
It is, I'll give you the elevator pitch right now. It's The Emotionary, it's a dictionary for your feelings. It's words that don't exist for feelings that do.
Whoa.
Oh, kind of like how like the Schadenfreude, like the...
Yes. Sorry.
So what's an example of a word that doesn't exist for an emotion that does?
Oh,
I have a good one.
Go for it.
The way a mom feels when a homeless person makes her baby laugh.
Okay, I'm sorry. The way what specify that feeling a little more? Is it like a happy, because they're...
It's like a cautious laughter, nervous but actually happy because her baby's smiling.
Okay, here's a similar... I'll do you one better with an actual word that exists, because it's a little bit like that.
Okay,
but like not quite.
Yeah.
It's not as good. Yeah. Skepticism. Yeah.
Okay,
so
what's that?
Skeptical
one?
Plus optimism. And it's a little bit more...
Is
like...
Is that in your emotionary?
Yeah.
Is it like cautious? What's the difference between skepticism and cautious optimism? Or is it just one word?
Like, you don't think it's going to work out, but you hope it does?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little like with the mom. It's like, I hope, like, I don't know if this is going to work out because there is a homeless guy like entertaining my child. But I hope it's just a chill time right now.
So I have a good...
I'm going to let this guy babysit. You know what?
Yeah.
I trust the
I'm
dude.
Skepticistic enough. The second half is like...
I like skepticistic. I could adopt that.
Right?
Are a lot of them portmanteaus like that?
Most of them are portmanteaus, yeah. Cool. Some of them are taken from like, yeah, like Latin root or like, this is also kind of a Seinfeld thing, like vindexant.
Okay, what's that?
Which is just, it's taken from like the like Latin, like vindicated or whatever. And then it's, I don't know what the second half is, but it just like, I just took some, like, I know what makes something, I looked at like what makes something an adjective, and then like vinny or whatever, which is like wanting redemption. And it's like Vanessa, like, it's vindicator. The feeling of it's not actually a French word for it, but the feeling of like thinking of the perfect thing to say after you've left.
Oh yeah.
And you just like the like need for vindication.
Oh wait, so like a comeback that you didn't have it in the moment.
That's also a Seinfeld,
that
right?
Is it? Yeah. It's
like, the jerk George. Store called and they're running out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know why, you're their best customer. And then he stands up and goes, I had sex with your wife. And then some guy, his wife's in a coma.
Vindexant.
Vindexant. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us one more.
Okay. There's one that I love so much that I've used as an example, and it's polarizing. I realize it's hit or miss. So hopefully you guys have enough problems that you'll relate.
I don't have any problems. I can't wait to have one. It's going to be so good.
Actually, I'll do two. Okay. One is this one, immodal.
Which immodal?
Is just emote and spiral, which is to think and judge oneself in such rapid succession, it ultimately causes immobility. That's the word. Yeah, I should have these memorized.
Okay, yeah. Immodal.
Yeah.
So you're like paralyzed with emotion?
Yeah, and just like, or like neurotic, like, oh God, I shouldn't have. Oh, here's one. Solemnplate, which is solipsistic contemplating, and it's to harbor emotions about an embarrassing event that nobody remembers but you.
Harbor emotions about an embarrassing.
Solemnplate?
Yeah.
Solo contemplating?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And you're doing it in a solemn way.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
What was the first one?
The first one ever was.
Like, how did this start?
Well, it started because I broke up with that
fucking Wesleyan.
From
Wesleyan.
I'm from Lanlan.
Yeah.
And I just was so, I had all of the feelings at the same time. And I was like, I'm also just like perfection. Like, I gotta work. Like, I refuse to not be like constructive with my depression.
Yeah.
And so I like started just like pinpointing these feelings. And then I was like, I'm gonna do something with this.
Yeah.
And then I... You know, love puns. Who doesn't love puns?
Yeah, I like puns.
It actually, I think it was more like started with like the word emotionary, and I was like, "Yep, this is it now."
So, how many words are you up to?
I have like, I think, like a 162 book ready words.
Wow!
And then I have a couple still in.
I'm gonna try to come up with one.
Please, I used to have a thing on that when I was really into when I like really was trying to like. I got really busy because I have a ton of projects.
Yeah, dude.
but when I was really thick into it, I like had a submit section on the website.
What do you think of kinetic cunt? Oh God,
what does it mean?
I'm sorry.
No, let's hear him out. I'm not quite sure where he's going with this, but tread lightly.
That's great. And what if the definition is just noun, a human named Jake?
Oh, what's his last name?
Yeah, Hurwitz.
Fuck,
I did it.
This.
I was like, fuck,
it's not LeGrand.
My fingers are crossed. But was the guy from Connecticut, or you just went to school there?
No.
Well, I tried. I'll keep thinking. Don't worry about me. I can squeeze words together. I can make puns. You'll have 165.
Please. Are you going to be self-congratulatory?
Oh.
Very important. Love. Very pretentious.
I forget what I was going to say. The emotionary puns, portmanteaus. Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. It's all out there. Do you want to answer some more questions?
I would love to.
All right. What was that noise?
Oh, Martin is in the kitchen.
Someone. He shouldn't be here like that.
Yeah, I like that. He shouldn't be here like that.
Sorry about that.
You shouldn't be heard like that.
We'll have a talk with him after the show. Which question should we answer? Maybe a question from a lady?
Yeah, I was just... Telepathy.
Actually, this one's from a girl. Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Nice try.
You were a little too excited. Don't give her your computer.
Hey, dudes, I'm an...
You have to give her a fake name, too.
Okay. I gave me a fake name the other night because I didn't want a guy to know my name. So I'm going to give her it also, and it is Angela.
Angela. Okay. Same name as you had the other night.
Totally. Okay. Hey, dudes. I'm a high school senior who has a question with a somewhat obvious answer. Okay. But I'm still not sure how to handle the situation, so I'm writing in to the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by you two. That's funny you said that earlier.
Yeah.
So that I can move forward. There's this guy I met last year that I thought was pretty cute, so I So that was pretty cute. So I was kind of disappointed to learn he had a girlfriend. We ended up still becoming friends and still talk today. The issue is the sexual tension between us. I never acknowledged it, and it never really escalated. I'm so sorry. Can I give it to you to read? I realize there's too much pressure and I'm too bad of a reader.
I can read it.
You can read it? Okay. Yeah. I hope people don't get confused with the voice switch.
Oh my God.
I also hate reading aloud.
Yeah.
But I read this question before, so like I can handle it.
It's in your head.
Good. But yeah, like the commas and the fucking
the letters.
Don't get me started. Yeah, and then there's spaces. What are those? Like, where does one word start and the other one end?
Yeah, you shouldn't have put her on the spot like that. Hey, dudes, I'm a high school senior who has a question with a somewhat obvious answer, but I'm still not sure how to handle the situation. So I'm writing into the only advice podcast on the internet. Hosted by you two so that I can move forward. We could probably just cut that out since I just reiterated what she already said.
I bet.
There's this guy I met last year that I thought was pretty cute, so I was kind of disappointed to learn he had a girlfriend. We ended up becoming friends and still talk today. The issue is the sexual tension between us. I never acknowledged it, and it never really escalated. That is, until recently.
Huh?
I suddenly can't read.
This is something about this email that it's impossible to read it out
loud. It's in hieroglyphics after the second paragraph. He is still with his girlfriend of almost 2 years. Wow, I really can't read it. Whoa. He is still with his girlfriend of almost 2 years now, but in the past 2 weeks, our Snapchats have gone from friendly to sexual.
Ooh.
I take all the blame here, as I initiated sending him daily ass shots. After a week or so, I realized how wrong it was and how bad I'd feel if I were in his girlfriend's position, so I stopped for a few days. But I missed the compliments I was getting, so I pretty much reluctantly answered his request of more pics. This led him wanting me to help cheat on his girlfriend just once. I told him no and talked to me after they broke up. Even to go so far as to enter into a virginity pact with him wherein we would have sex after spring break if he's single. Parentheses, my idea. It wasn't enough for him, though, and he keeps pushing and telling me we basically already cheated on his girlfriend because he and our friend felt me up in my car twice and made me touch their boners as a sort of joke.
Ew.
Anyways, I know it's wrong to cheat, and it's certainly against my own moral code, but there's also such things as a side chick, right? But then again, that is also not a great person to be. I really don't know where to go with this, even though I thought I did. I don't want to lose an opportunity because I don't get them a lot right now, and I want to have a sexual experience when I get to college, but I also don't think cheating is okay. Do you guys have any advice on how to get out of this sticky situation? Please stop.
No pun intended.
Oh, she said, please stop doing live shows in places far away. Fine.
Stick-uation.
Love forever. Angela.
Lot of there. This is a confused adolescent. Yeah. This is a teenager who just is just swirled with hormones, emotions, feelings, new, old. There's a lot of confusion there.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the most confusing / funniest sentences was when she said that, I know it's wrong to cheat, but there's such a thing as a side chick, right?
Yeah.
That's what the cheating is. That's right. Like where the cheaters, cheaters are.
That's just naming what the bad thing is.
Yeah. It's like, I know murder is illegal, but there's such a thing as victims, right? yeah. That's what the murder
is. There's such a thing
are.
As murderers, actually.
Maybe she's thinking of a side kick and just didn't know that there was a, she's like, that's a cool, sorry, I was trying to read it again.
You're trying to,
there were so many things.
You're
in
trying
it.
To save her.
I have questions and I couldn't read and listen at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Did you
also, people that write in don't have the best grammar, so there's a lot of
it's fixing it on the fly.
Yeah, you guys, this I have no respect for how you read and listen to yourself read and like and give good advice. Okay, so like, she doesn't know the girlfriend?
She does. Let's say she does not.
Okay, because she's not like friends with her girlfriend.
Yeah.
That part's not an issue, I guess.
I just don't like she. It sounds like she does. Like if she initiated, I don't know. She initiated the Snapchat. Like it seems like she's just asking for an excuse, someone to be like, yeah, whatever. Like right. It's okay. Yeah. Side chicks are a real thing that exist, also not just in your head.
Yeah, but the side chicks like, are what the cheaters are.
What she's
are.
Doing isn't right, but it's not like so fucked up. Like
yeah.
Cheating, the final act of like actually. I always equate cheating to a house that you don't want to be in, right? So like this, the house is the relationship. She shouldn't be like walking around the front lawn.
Right.
But you know what? It's fine. You're allowed to, you can peek in through the windows. It doesn't make you a really bad person.
Totally.
Now she's like kind of ringing the bell and the guy's inviting her in and you can't enter the house. Once you've entered the cheating house, then you're a burglar. You're a bad, like that's you fucking everything up.
Yeah, totally. All I can think of is that the cheater would be like a vampire and they have to be invited in and they're like, they shouldn't be there. But that's,
no, I like that really actually. It's pretty nice. They do have to be invited in.
They do have to be. And they can.
It takes two people to do this. That's true.
But, and I will say, I sometimes get a little defensive of like, because again, like girls, sometimes it's like, oh, they're a homewrecker. And it's like, well, I mean, there has to be, it's like, she's not the one in the relationship and the guy was just complicit in this.
True.
I will say that she initiated, but then if she did, then she's clearly, she's okay with it. And if she's gonna like, at the, she has to like, look inside of herself. And if she's like, this is my journey, then like, she's gonna have, and whether it's a mistake or not, she's gonna, she wants, also she's going to college. She's a virgin.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's a lot of, because I experienced this too, a lot of pressure to be like, you gotta lose it. You gotta lose it before college.
Before college.
Yeah.
Why? So that it doesn't happen in college?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, just so you can like go there as like sort of an adult and like not have to worry about getting laid.
Like if somebody asks you.
Like have you had sex before? Like, yeah, you just like want to get certain things out of the way before college.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty, it's like a source of shame that like, doesn't actually exist in the real world. It's just stupid.
It's like from the American Pie movie, The Pact. We all have to get laid before college.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
Nowhere.
Fuck yeah.
University?
Dude. Me too.
I have to get laid before the college that I'm not going to.
Yeah. Pardon me. Yeah, that's why I didn't go. Oh, that's why I didn't go. I was like, I didn't lose it. I guess I can't go to college.
I'm going
to
delay it. They actually rescinded your scholarship.
It was like birthright all over again. Well, have you been laid?
Oh, that's probably why birthright rejected me too.
Oh,
you can't think put like out that on birthright. That's the whole entire point, to make more Jews.
It is, I think, actually.
The one thing that I did agree with the guy on is when he's like, we've already cheated.
No, that's not true. They have not cheated.
Well, they basically have the ass shots and the
that's not cheating. Around. It's like, it's bad behavior. It's not, it's bad for the relationship.
Again, it's kind of like if she found out, it's like, why did you continue? Why'd you open the door? Why'd you continue to open the door? Like, you were looking at, like, you were so close. Why would you even, like, you should not have answered the door.
If she likes this guy, she can't cheat with him. Like, that will be an unfulfilling thing for both of them, because this guy will feel shitty that he cheated on his girlfriend. She'll feel shitty that the guy doesn't really like her. He just wanted to like see her ass in person. And then the girlfriend in this relationship has no idea she got cheated on.
Yeah.
What do y'all think of this virginity pact? That was actually a foolproof idea. She promised to have sex with him if he broke up with his girlfriend.
Right.
Oh, is that what? Oh, right, because he's not, obviously, he's having sex with his girlfriend now.
Yeah.
It's just like her. This seems, I think we're not addressing, this guy kind of seems like a douche.
This guy's a huge asshole.
Yeah.
He's like begging to cheat on it. That's a good point. This guy is like begging this girl to help him cheat on his girlfriend.
Yeah, because he doesn't want all the moral responsibility. Like, oh, I'm sorry, she's the one sending me ass photos. I'm not doing anything.
But then
I'm
he's just also looking requesting at ass more photos.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like also if like the sexual tension just like built slowly over 2 years, maybe he knew it. He was, I just learned this term, hip pocket. He hip pocketed her.
Oh.
He was like,
I hadn't heard the term, but I immediately understand it. Well, they talk about that like with agents in Hollywood.
Yes.
Like, you hip pocket people.
That's exactly where I learned it.
Hip pocket and pickpocket.
Yeah, not quite the same, but definitely two terms that
they definitely rhyme.
Oh, but that is cool. If you hip pocket somebody, then somebody else is going to pickpocket you.
Oh, you can pickpocket my hip pocket?
Yeah.
Oh. What?
I can't get over, like, they're both so complicit in this. Like, he wants to cheat, and I don't think she's doing a very good thing, because, like, it sounds like left to his own devices, he might not have wanted to cheat on his girlfriend. And she's like,
She's
tempting him and he's responding to it. But then she's not liking his response to it. She's like, no, only if you're single. And then she'll stop. But then she does send him nude pictures.
Yeah. It seems
she has
totally
to cut him off. Like, he's going to keep on asking. He's not going to break up with his girlfriend.
True. If she can see, if she like, is she's denying, she's like, totally ignoring. If it is a red flag for her, if it is a discrepancy indicator, red flags in an emotional partner.
Drop the mic. Actually, it's expensive.
I know. But if she is choosing to, if what I want to know what she wants out of this. Did she actually want a relationship, or does she actually just want I just want to have sex with him?
She wants some action. I don't know if she really wants a relationship. She didn't necessarily say that.
To me, it feels like she's dispursuing him.
Oh my God, you're on the... I was like, how did you do that?
That's right. Dispursue, according to the Emotionary, is to actively seek out disappointment.
Yes.
Dispursuing. That's what she's doing. She's going down a road that will ultimately end with her unsatisfied, because her first experience is going to be marred by this guilty feeling of breaking up a relationship. So she should just wait and see if this guy breaks up with his lady. And if he does, then she can get it on.
But I wouldn't. They break up. She's got to remove herself from this situation. Cheating is bad. It's wrong. You can never do it. And you can't get yourself involved with other people's relationships.
No, I wouldn't say that you can never do it. I would say it's wrong, but it's exactly kind of like if you're going to act conscious, be conscious about it. If you're going to say, you know what, I'm not in the relationship and I'm just going to be okay with this, especially if he was pursuing you or whatever, I would feel, I cry when if I hurt someone's feelings, by accident. So I couldn't do it. But if you want to, if you can shut that part off for a second and you want to, I don't think if you're not in the relationship, I would say that's your choice. Again, I support you on your journey, do it. But it doesn't sound like, I don't think in this situation that, I think you're right, that she should just wait.
Agreed.
I sound like I'm totally condoning cheating right now.
You can't condone cheating, because this girl wants to cheat, you're also hurting the girl in the relationship.
Right.
She's a victim. She's a complete victim that gets no say in this at all. And totally. The guy's wrong and this girl's wrong. They're both wrong to varying degrees, and that could be debated. But it's all bad. You should and she's got all the power that she can remove herself from the situation.
Yeah. I guess I'm just, I feel like if it's if a guy, let's say, actively pursues you, really, really goes for it, it's kind of not necessarily, it's not your responsibility to save their relationship. It's kind of all right, homie, you should break up with her, but if you're not gonna, you should just do that. And if you're chill with it, it's if you don't necessarily want a relationship, I just want to have sex with you. If you're gonna fuck up your relationship,
that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't ever want to be the vessel for somebody to fuck up their relationship.
No.
You won't have to get into the fight with the ex the same way the guy will, but I don't know, it's still some sort of aiding and abetting a bad situation.
Totally.
And I don't think it behooves her in any way. If she's just trying to get ass, she can find sexual tension with somebody that's single.
Totally. I agree with that.
If she starts hooking up with somebody else, this dude will feel the fire under his ass and be like, all right, maybe I do need to get out of my relationship because I have feelings for this girl.
Yeah, totally.
So really quickly, what's your bit of advice? Don't do anything else anymore. Don't
cut this guy off completely. Yeah. Start hooking up that other friend whose boner that you felt in the car. If he's so single.
Weird. Yeah. That guy seems like a good dude. Yeah. Nobody's talking about boner two. We should be thinking about the second boner.
Oh, yeah. We over that weird thing.
I think there's the reason he starts asking for the nude photos and he starts saying, please cheat on me, is because because she stopped doing stuff. And I think if she really stuck to her guns and did cold turkey, he'd come to her. Totally. Or she'd forget about him. One thing would happen. But it's not worth it to hang in the limbo.
Yeah. I would, if I was if I were, not to a stranger, I was just giving advice to my friend, I would say, no, exactly. Don't do it. You can, I've never seen this girl, but I can tell you she is a probably.
Sister.
Yes, a strong, beautiful, independent woman. You can get ass wherever.
By the way, I would have cheated on my girlfriend.
Yeah, no, obviously. Me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is.
I'm giving advice because I've been in this situation so many times and it's blown up every time and never been good.
Learn from Jake's mistakes. This girl's only 17.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Or fail, and then you can learn from your own mistakes.
Yeah.
So maybe she should go for it. She should feel the rejection. She should feel the relationship slipping away.
Trust, she is going to do that.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what we say.
I'm telling her to do the right thing. She will not.
That way, at least we're morally absolved of any problems that should arise.
Like why we also tell people to use condoms.
Cool. Eden, thank you for coming all the way here, being on our show, talking about your stuff, talking about these troubled youths that need our advice. They're we really appreciate it.
Wow. I mean, thank you. I really only count because I know the troubled youths. I just like buy my book eventually.
Yeah. You're trying to sell
as soon
them.
As you guys are all in the free and clear and you saw stars with your dad and you're all hydrated from the camelback fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Buy my book.
The Emotionary is a book?
It will be.
The Emotionary will be a book. You can go to theemotionary.com with a hyphen right now. Highly suggest you also buy the non-hyphenated version. We'll talk about it after the show.
I
can hop you on namecheap.com. We can squat some domain names. I can URL forward. I can mask it. It's going to look seamless. You're not even going to realize that you already bought it.
Oh, all right, dude, relax.
I actually just bought it. I'll sell it to you for $12.
But in all seriously, I just want to say sincerely, thank you for having me, and I love you guys. This is so much fun.
You're great. You're really great. Yeah.
Come back anytime, literally anytime. Next week, the week after, five episodes in a row.
Actually, we're gonna record in a few days. If you want to just crash, this is a pretty comfy couch.
You can lock the door so that she can't leave.
Marty,
get the pitchfork. Are you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat? Do you snap?
I do not snap. I don't understand Snapchat. It always makes me feel old. I am on Twitter. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Find it.
Eden Share?
Yeah. Eden Share. Yeah.
Oh, your names?
Nice. Yeah.
That's a good
work. Early adopter.
Solid. All right. If you have your own questions or your own theme song, that email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one again was from Jacob Legrand. And this closing one is from somebody named Chad Salad. How's that for a name? Chad Salad.
That's good. We got kale and salad there.
It's healthy. All right. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Seeming bloom and felt and how we see yourself is spitting wisdom and mercy. Looking drift to discursive, they'll circle back and brew a cordial to your clusterfuck. Muster up some antidote to situations run amok. They're underqualified, but they mollify your hard luck. Comments can be callous, but they're solid guards. Regardless, put on blast, you're disrespected, but it's harmless. To your lying lonely with your neck split inside a Starbucks, lighting up your life like a phone display. It's SMS, the texting game, and hands we're always texting. Never guess, never less than Coyers Council. Guess I love the triple blitz. Streets are packed with goers, my bench, Schwartz and Thomas Middle, bitch, you little bitch. Y daily es problema. Vida rano, consiglio, el listo, come, say that Jake. Non usa guantes, pero que no había mala TA. 15 minutes finished, but I'll spin the podcast straight on replay. If I were you, show@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.